This year's back-to-school preparations will be like no other. With classes resuming in just a month and a half, state officials revealed today some details of how they envision schools will go forward with in-classroom instruction. Governor Janet Mills made a point of stressing that Maine, and not President Trump, will decide if or when schools will open. But as Jennifer Mitchell reports, a number of questions remain.
According to the state's reopening plan, each of Maine's 16 counties will be monitored for COVID-19 trends and assigned a traffic-style alert color to help schools determine when or if they should be open.
Designation of red indicates the county has a high risk of COVID-19 spread, and that in-classroom learning in schools should not be conducted.
Governor Janet Mills announced the plan at a press conference on Friday. Schools in counties with a yellow designation are advised to adopt a hybrid style of education, such as some in-person classes and some remote distance classes, to reduce the amount of people together at one time. Schools in a green county may resume in-person instruction. Maine Center for Disease Control Director Dr. Nirav Shah says in all cases, classrooms open full-time or part-time will be required to follow guidelines set forth by his department.
These include, among other things, symptom screening before coming to the school building, physical distancing within the facility itself, ensuring that children are provided with and are wearing face coverings.
Other items on the checklist include hand hygiene enforcement and the understanding that any child who is unwell must remain home. Maine DOE Commissioner Pender Macon says these things, even mask wearing for small children age 2 and over, have been done successfully elsewhere. But she says parents can help.
Consider, please, modeling and supporting your children this summer as they're out in the community in practicing wearing those masks. So the first exposure to that isn't something that's being enforced in a classroom, but rather something that's part of our collective social interaction together as a community and a state who are together surviving a pandemic.
Less clear is whether all the school systems and the local boards that run them will be adequately prepared or willing to comply with all of the mandates. Over the course of the pandemic, while many have followed guidelines ordered by the state, some businesses and even whole municipalities have been seen to flout the rules.
We're not sending the police after any school teachers or superintendents who don't require 6 feet here, 3 feet there, on a particular day in a particular classroom. That's not what this is about.
Mills says she believes there is consensus among school systems and they will comply.
We fully expect compliance because everybody shares the same concern here. We want to make schools available again. We don't want our kids to drop off the cliff of losing their achievement and increasing the achievement gaps that may already exist.
Even if districts are willing, funding is likely to be an issue. Mills says she's assigning $165 million in federal CARES Act funds to help get schools started with the reopening process. But the figure falls well short of the $320 million that education officials have said they need. And other questions remain as well, such as how some parents will cope with the uncertainty of a school that may be in session 1 week, partially in session another week, and out of session altogether the following week. Teachers have also expressed concerns about whether enough PPE or personal protective equipment will be available and whether small classrooms can be made safe. Mills says she's hopeful that lawmakers in Washington will soon make more funds available through at least 4 subsequent pandemic relief bills currently under consideration to further aid schools in making the necessary alterations. In the meantime, schools will be notified sometime next week of what their share of the initial round of reopening money will be. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.